out of you. You're getting better and better with each opportunity that you are speaking. And I will give everybody feedback on your teaching that you did after the fast. That's why I've been observing you guys. The important thing is that
you're breaking up quite badly.
Topic, different revelation.
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
That's better.
Can you hear me? Hello. Can you hear me? Better.
Yes, we can.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you now.
Saying
gone.
On a particular topic, and we can come from 100 different perspectives, depending on our current level in God, depending on our main gifting, our office and function in the body of Christ. All of us will come from a different perspective. And the beauty about the body of Christ is that all of us bring something to the table. So thank you, Stuart, for bringing your perspective to the table in the Holy Spirit. And I've learned a lot, and I'm sure everybody else has. I'd like to bring my perspective to the table on business now, simply because I really feel, you know, Karin, I sent you all Karin's message yesterday, where she said, Prof, we've taken 6 days out of the entire fast, and we're focusing on the marketplace mountain. And I said, yes, God had ordered it that way. We spoke about finances. We spoke about provision. We spoke about careers. We're speaking about business. We're speaking about government. And it's because the awakening is shifting from just the church, the mainstream religious mountain or, you know, church, to other spheres of society now. God is bringing an awakening in the marketplace. The revival's coming to the marketplace. The pulpit's coming to the marketplace. Prophecy's coming to the marketplace. Apostolic foundations and revelation is coming to the marketplace. And so business is really important to God in this season, because whatever you and I have learned in the church, we've now got to take to the marketplace mountain. When we go to work on a daily basis, when we show up in our businesses on a daily basis, we've got to bring the awakening to the marketplace. And I believe that God is going to make your pulpit exactly where you are. I can share so many testimonies of how God used me to minister in the marketplace, even to my Muslim boss, many times, where the Lord would use me to speak into his life, to pray for him and many other people at work. When I was in business, there were many ministers of parliament that I prophesied to, CEOs of companies that I prophesied to, whenever God would open up a unique opportunity for me. And I really just believe that God's taking revival and awakening to the marketplace now, because God wants to be known in the marketplace, in sports, in entertainment, in government, in education. God wants revival and awakening to now explode on every one of the seven mountains. And the marketplace is very key. Why? Because of an end-time prophecy that is now being fulfilled. What prophecy? The wealth of the wicked will be transferred to the just. That wealth transfer is going to happen in the marketplace, guys. It's going to happen in business. God is going to position you like a Joseph before Pharaoh. He's going to position you like a Daniel in the king of Babylon's courts. He's going to position you in the midst of the secular system. The light of God's glory and his favor and his multicolored coat, hallelujah, is going to shine upon you. The seven spirits of God is going to speak through you. Favor suddenly is going to show up. Wisdom suddenly going to show up. Innovation is suddenly going to show up. Solutions are suddenly going to show up. Problem solving suddenly going to show up. Where others don't know what to do, suddenly you'll have the answer. Where others don't have favor, suddenly you're going to bring in the business contract. You're going to get the new territory, the new platform, the new account, the new business idea. If you look at what's happening in Israel, if you just look at the number of businesses and medical innovations that have been born out of Israel's nation in the past 10 years, it is mind trying medical mountain. And this is what it should be like for the body of Christ. And this is what it's going to be like in the last days. I'm telling you that we're living in a time with the plagues that the book of Revelation warns us about. The end time prophecy warns us about the plagues that will come. And they're already happening on the earth. But the people of God will prosper. I want to remind you that God raised up Joseph to save many during famine. It was the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and counsel in Joseph given to Pharaoh that saved the Egyptians from starvation and famine. It was the spirit of counsel and wisdom that God gave Joseph, where you could say, listen, we need to save for 7 years because there's 7 years of famine coming. If Pharaoh, who was as godless as they come, hear me by the spirit, God placing people in the upper echelon, even of the Illuminati networks, God will place his Josephs, his Daniels right up there where the enemy is busy operating. And the spirit of the seven spirits of God are going to work through us that even when the enemy doesn't have the answer, Pharaoh doesn't have the answer, Xerxes doesn't have the answer. The king of was the greatest force on the planet in Daniel's time, but he did not have all the answers. God brought the answer through his son, Joseph. And you and I are placed like Josephs in corporates right now. And you and I are placed like Daniels in the marketplace right now, where God is giving us the scrolls for economic empowerment and liberation. God is giving us the scrolls and the wisdom. The Bible says that I will give you the power to generate wealth. The power to generate wealth. That means that there needs to be a business strategy that will convert from a product into wealth. That's the power God is releasing to you and I. So God is bringing awakening to the business, the marketplace mountain right now. And you will find that suddenly the light of God's glory is going to shine upon you in the corporate world if you've got a job. You're going to be earmarked for promotion now. Guess why? Because God's going to give you a strategy on a new business opportunity, a new revenue generation plan, a way to solve a problem that your boss has been trying to solve for so long, but suddenly the favor of God and the wisdom and counsel of the Holy Spirit will be upon you, and you will open the door that they couldn't for so long because they are still connected to Babylon and Pharaoh. And they will start to acknowledge the grace and the power of the God that you serve because of the breakthrough that you're bringing to the marketplace. In the UK, worldwide, there's economic recession. It's difficult times. But I want to let you know that this is the time that the people of God is going to prosper. The world will be going through economic downturns. The world will be going through trials and tribulations. There will be poverty. There will be famine. There will be is there, that happened in the past will repeat itself again. How do you know that? Give me a scriptural reference, okay? The Bible says the heavens will hold back Jesus until the restitution and restoration of all things. That means the blessing of the Lord, Masse Brakate, that was upon the people of God in the beginning. That same blessing that prospered the Israelites when all of Egypt was going through a famine, but God prospered the Israelites in the midst of destruction, is going to come upon the people of God now. That same blessing that worked in Joseph to prosper an entire nation and nations because of the counsel of God upon his shoulders, that saved his family, that saved many people. God says that in the word that I raised up Joseph to save many people alive from destruction. This is a time where the glory of God is going to shine upon us as sons and daughters who are obedient to him and who are operating in the economic principles of heaven. There's the key. The economic principles of heaven will cause you to be positioned for favor, will cause you to be positioned for opportunities. Stuart, the reason that God gave you the topic of business is because there is a seed in your spiritual womb called business. The name of the business is Media Chaps. And God is saying, it's time now. You need to give birth. And so the reason you stepped up on the pulpit, remember, God does nothing is by coincidence, people. Every topic that you've been given has been chosen by God because it's something that he wants you to birth in the realm of, in the earth realm. It is illegal for God to birth anything unless first it's deposited in the womb of your spirit, and then it needs to come via a decree and a prophetic revelation through your mouth, and it's activated in the natural realm. So the reason you had to do this tonight is because God wants you to birth Media Chaps. That business is being birthed from your spiritual womb, and he needed you to take a position of authority on the mountain called Marketplace tonight. But many of you are situated right there. Many of you, that business anointing is upon you. In fact, all my spiritual sons and daughters have both a prophet, a priest, and a kingly mantle. You all called both to the prophetic and to business. Why? Because your mother's called to do that. And the anointing flows from the head down. So what's on me is already in your lineage. If you were true business, as much as you call to ministry. And I know that there's a millionaire's anointing upon every one of you. And I know that there's a business idea in every one of you. And as long before you birth your own business, God will place you in the corporate world. Why? To learn governance.
Hello.
Because without a government, so God finances, he'll teach you about governance. He'll teach you about mark. Hello.
Can you hear me? You went blank for a moment. You. Hello. You
What's
there?
The last thing you heard? What is the last thing you heard? What is the last thing you heard? Hello?
Hi there.
Hello? Can Hello. You hear me? Hello?
Hello.
Yes. Okay, you're back.
Can you hear me? What's the last thing you heard?
You'll be in the corporate place to learn about governance.
God will place you in the Babylonian system to train you. You cannot rule and reign with a kingly anointing unless you've been trained. And one of the most
Prophet keeps cutting.
Skill sets as a king is called his governance system, and begins to train you up in finances, in marketing, in human resources, and in the systems of the world. Are you hearing me, somebody?
Yes.
So you need to learn. The important thing is for you to say, God, what is it that I need to learn in the season where you have placed me? Every one of you are where you are right now to learn a skill, to birth an anointing. And the only way you birth that is through obedience. Submission to your authorities, including your Babylonian authorities. Joseph never once disrespected and dishonored Pharaoh. Are you hearing me? I need feedback.
Yes, we hear you, bro.
I can't hear you, Viwe.
We hear you, bro.
Joseph never once disrespected Pharaoh. Daniel never once disrespected the king of Persia. My whole life in the corporate world, every company I worked for, my director, who I reported to, was Muslim. That means I had to submit That means I had to submit under the spirit of an antichrist. I had to submit under the spirit of Pharaoh. I had to submit under a Babylonian system. I didn't like it. I didn't agree with a lot of their policies and procedures. I didn't agree with a lot of their agendas and the way that they did things. And often I was put in a situation where I was asked to do something and I wasn't happy. And I had to make a decision to submit and obey the authority of my line manager or of my director and just do what they said, as long as it didn't break the commandments and the principles of the word of God. So whether or not you like your boss or whether or not you like being in the Babylonian system is besides the point. You need to understand that God placed you there to get authority over Babylon. Because until you get authority over Babylon, you cannot birth your own kingly anointing. You cannot have dominion. So God will place you in Egypt to get authority over Pharaoh. God will place you in Babylon to get authority over the king of Persia. Until you are able to submit, because you see, you think authority is being able to tell Pharaoh and Babylon whatever is on your mind and put them on their place. No. God's spheres, and I'll preach to you a different night on levels and spheres of authority. You only get authority when you learn humility. Write that down. The greater levels of authority only comes to you when you learn levels of humility. When you learn how to submit, even when you hate Pharaoh and the way they do things. But you learn obedience. And then God gives you authority over Egypt and over Babylon. And I'm sharing this. Somebody kill that thing. I'm sharing this with you because I don't want it. Yeah. Sorry, there's a little lizard in the house. God has placed you where you've been placed right now to learn a lesson. Take a photo of that rainbow against my wall, please. Take a photo of that rainbow. God has placed you where you are right now in order to get authority and dominion in Egypt and in Babylon, in order to learn from the Babylonian systems, so that when you launch out on your own into the business, you have got the dominion of a king and the authority of a king to rule and reign with governance, an anointing called governance. And so that is why business is so important right now. One of the things God told me when we entered into 2020, he said, we're now in the season of the wealth transfer. But you have to qualify for the wealth transfer. It is not automatic. The fact that you've made it to 2020 does not automatically qualify you. There's principles and that you need to learn. There are tests you need to pass. There's dominion that you need. There's obedience that in the area of finances, in the area of everything we've been talking about, obeying the word of God. And when you found yourself to be trustworthy, when you found yourself to be faithful in little, then God's going to release much in the form of wealth transfer to you. This is why the topic of business is really, really prophetically significant in this season. And God will not knight you with a kingly anointing until you pass everything I've just shared with you now. I'm not just a queen in the spirit. I carry a kingly anointing. There's been countless business people, millionaires and billionaires, as well as apostles and prophets who have prophesied that over my life over the years. But I had to pass a certain test first. Somebody sent a message. I'm muted because Kazimla's pretty chatty. She keeps saying, Mommy, it's Prophet Belinda. Okay, I'll let her say hello in a minute to everybody. So guys, this topic is really, really important. And I just want to just get my prayer book next to my bed, the brown one, please. I want to release a dominion prayer tonight, but I just really sense that this is what God wanted to say. This is a time that God is going to, you only conquer what you confront. And God's confrontation is not like human confrontation. God's confrontation is humility. And you're going to say that makes no sense. God's principles often don't. The lower you go in the kingdom of God, the higher you go in authority and power. That's how it works. Just get me a dominion decree there that I can release over everybody. So every time God gave me an idea in the marketplace, when I worked for MWeb, everything I touched turned to gold, to such an extent that I was a very young corporate employee, and the CEO and the board of our organization, which is massive, part of NASPERS, which is one of the largest organizations in South Africa, were watching me for years and had identified me for a very senior role without me knowing. And one day our CIO came up to me, pulled me into the room and said, I've been watching you for the past few years and I've identified you for a very strategic project where you will work directly with the CEO and the board. I mean, I got such a shock of my life. You don't know who's watching your obedience. You don't know who's watching your submission. You don't know who's watching your discipline. You don't know who's watching your humility, but somebody was watching me without me knowing. And after a few years in the company, without even applying for the job, I was just taken out of my human resource department. I was given my own office with the rest of the board of directors. I was placed in the section of the building where the CEO and the board sits, given my own office, and given 100 people and a budget of 200 million to manage. From an HR officer, suddenly. But they were observing my faithfulness and my ability to submit and be faithful. And to whenever all my colleagues would go home, my director always gave me the worst projects, the projects nobody else wanted, my Muslim boss would give me. And to all the Muslims that worked for him, he'd give the simple stuff. So they would go home early, you know, every night, and I would be there till late of night and every weekend. And I was like not happy about this because I had to work 10 times harder than everybody else. But the reason God did that to me for 5 years is because he was preparing me to have this position to work with the board. So sometimes you going through cleaning the toilet, doing whatever, I'm telling you, you better do it with excellence because it's a test. And if you don't pass it, you don't qualify for the promotion. Somebody's got their eye on you. Somebody's watching your ability to be obedient, to be humble, to be faithful, to be disciplined, and to exercise excellence. And when that CIO, Andre Retief, pulled me into that room one day, he just said to me, the board's been watching you for the past 3 years. We have all spoken at the board meeting and we want you for this position. You're moving tomorrow into the position. And they tripled my salary overnight. They didn't give me a 10% increase, somebody. My salary was tripled. And my life changed. Suddenly I went from an HR officer and I was flying all over South Africa, and 100 project managers had to submit to me, and they were all Afrikaner Boere. And here this colleague chick from nowhere came and they all had to report to me. And one of them actually swore at me one day, Fricky. He called me a you don't know one know what. And he told me, yay, brat. You know, wonderful brown stuff. And then blah, 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 blah. And I looked at him and it was the enemy. And the Lord said, don't challenge him. And I left him. I took control of the meeting, did what I had to do, and I dealt with him privately. Another test. The point I'm trying to make, guys, be faithful where you are now. Know the times and the seasons that we're living in. God wants to release a wealth transfer. All of you are carrying a business anointing. Why? Because I do. It's if you are truly submitted to me, which the Spirit identifies, not me. I don't decide who of you gets a spiritual inheritance. God does. Are you hearing me? He's observing you. He gets to decide, okay, you've been faithful. So now I'm going to take from that anointing upon your leader, and that oil's now going to start running and manifesting in your life. It's you don't answer to me, you answer to God. You don't account to me. You account to God. I'm not the one who determines your promotion. God does.
That's how it works with all of us. So, Father, I just decree and declare tonight, I thank you, Lord, that we know that this is a season of wealth transfer, and it's a season of awakening and revival in the marketplace. And Father, you only deposit wealth in the hands of Josephs who you can trust to feed where you have aligned. Where the kingdom's mandates and visions need to be accomplished, Lord. You're raising up Daniels. Kaisa, and the Lord says that that Daniel anointing will come upon you. God is going to give you favor with many very wealthy men, affluential, influential men in the area of financial marketing, in the area of financial brokerage, banking, the financial services industry. I see that God is going to set you up with very prominent, influential, and affluential people. And you need to learn from them everything you can, because the day is going to come, son. You're going to trade in gold. You hear what I'm telling you?
Yes, ma'am.
You will be like a Daniel in Babylon, says the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
Every one of you, I see that business anointing, and you are at different phases with God for promotion. Some of you need to birth those businesses and be faithful with what God put in your hand, because he's not going to take you to the next level till you pass level one. Level two won't come. He's waiting to see your faithfulness with what is in your hand. Stop waiting for the big breakthrough and start just being obedient in the little bit that God's put in your life. And it will increase and it will prosper. Viwe, there is a great, great kingly anointing that God wants to release to you. You might think you're already flowing in it. No, you haven't seen nothing yet, girl. But everything I've said to you tonight, I want you to ponder on this very, very carefully and process it and listen to it again and again. Because God is going to give you favor with a lot of governmental people. He wants to release a large wealth transfer to you. Not now. He's increasing you in incremental stages of wealth. And he's testing you. But I see your destiny. I see your future. And all I'm going to say to you is, remember this one thing I'm teaching you as a mom tonight. Remain humble no matter where God takes you.
Yes, Prof.
And don't ever forget who put you there. You will meet Oprah Winfrey in person. You will have favor with her and many people like that. Contracts will find you. You're going to have favor where you didn't even ask for it. But you need to remain humble and you need to remain obedient. Don't allow fear or Egypt to get into you. Don't let Egypt govern you. You govern Egypt. Remember that statement. Yes, Karine, that Joseph's coat is upon you, and you, it's now that season for you to start walking in the Joseph anointing. You've been the least of these in your family for a long time, even though you're the eldest, but God says now's your time. You've proven faithful. So there's millions coming to you. But God has already spoken to you and he's given you a model of what you need to do with your money and how you need to work with it. You already know what must go where. You already know who must get what shares. I see, I'm actually seeing a page where you've written down stuff and instructions, and I'm seeing what God told you on the page.
You're
going to start flying. Just hold on, guys. You're going to start flying a lot. Who spoke now?
It's me. We've got about less than a minute left.
Then you just do the same thing again, because I'm prophesying now. Don't cut the flow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to start flying a lot because I'm seeing you on planes and you're flying. Your dress code is going to change. You have to. Your dress code has to change if you want to be taken seriously by business people. And you listen to me. Just be obedient if I help you with that. Because there is an image. There is an image in the marketplace. So I see you flying around quite a lot, your business. I'm going to help you transition. You're going to start dressing in suits and corporate attire. Because you're going to, because the people with whom you're going to need to engage, it's going to start off with as business owners, but then it's going to cross over into the corporate world. And when you deal with board members, you need to know how to walk. I need to prepare you. I'm actually going to have to groom you. I'm not joking. To pitch to a board. To walk in there, be precise in your communication, precise in your presentation and your image. And you will command respect when you walk into that room. I'm telling you now. You will command respect. Stuart, you need to birth what God has told you to do.
Sorry, Prof, can we just